In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's reading from Genesis is the well-known story of how God tested Abraham by asking him to sacrifice his son Isaac. Many people have a difficult time with this story. They wonder how God could have put Abraham to such a difficult test. How could God have asked Abraham to sacrifice his son? Such people literally pass judgment on the Almighty God for making Abraham go through the agony of choosing between the love for his son and being obedient to God. They see in this story a violent and cruel God. This story of Abraham's sacrifice of Isaac is, as you may know, a veiled prophecy of the crucifixion of Christ. Like Christ, Isaac is a son. Like Christ, he carries the wood upon his back to the place of the sacrifice. Like Christ, he is the lamb that God provided to be slaughtered. It's important to remember that neither Isaac nor Christ were victims. Christ allows himself to be crucified. In this sense, Christ represents the obedience of Abraham, who was willing to sacrifice his son, and at the same time, he represents Isaac, who also did not resist his father, but lay on the altar to be sacrificed. God tested Abraham because he desired for him to be the righteous and obedient forefather through whose lineage the Christ would be born in the flesh. And Abraham passed this test by surrendering his will completely to God's will and never questioning it, but knowing in his heart of God's love and authority over the dead and the living, that there was a reason and a purpose for everything. Abraham humbled himself before God's will, trusting in God's goodness and wisdom, and not on his own. But we may still ask how it was possible for Abraham to be willing to sacrifice his son. Did he not love him? Did he not care about what his son might think of him? God knew how much Abraham loved his son, but it was necessary for Abraham's heart to be tested, to show to God and to himself the love and obedience he had for God. It's not that Abraham loved his son Isaac any less, but that he loved God first. The essence of our problem is in failing to understand this story correctly. We view God through our emotions and our fears, instead of like Abraham, that is, through our faith and through God's wisdom. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord, in Isaiah 55, verse 8. We tend to do this in other ways. For example, we immediately react to God's actions in our lives or in the world, instead of first trying to understand their purpose. If we are thankful to God and show Him gratitude, it's often only for those blessings we have received, and not so much for our hardships and struggles, which instead cause us to doubt, question, and even become angry with Him. Isn't it strange, for example, how when someone is sick in our home, the first thing we think of is Googling the symptoms to find out what the illness could be. Then we run to the medicine cabinet for the Tylenol. Then we figure out what food or drink to prepare. These are all certainly important and necessary things to do, but how many of us will first turn to God in prayer, make the sign of the cross over the person who is sick, and anoint him with holy oil and holy water, and notify the priest? During this crisis of the coronavirus pandemic, we are being tested. If our churches are closed, will we make our home into a little church and maintain our faith and prayer life? If we are deprived of attending the divine liturgy and receiving Holy Communion, will we realize that we took it for granted? Are we reading news articles about the pandemic more than we are reading the Holy Bible? Are we turning to listen to the scientists and experts more than we are turning to listen to Christ and the Holy Fathers? God is always teaching us by testing us. He wants us to know ourselves. He allows us to fail and to fall, often into terrible sins, illness, and yes, also to suffer from pandemics, so that we might become aware of how fragile and how weak we really are, and that this would humble us and make us remember our desperate need for Him. It's a hard lesson we all learn in our own ways. It can take a lifetime. But how else will we experience the depth of His mercy if we don't first experience and lament over the depth of our sins? How can we experience His healing if we don't first feel the pain of our physical and spiritual wounds? How can we know His love if we don't first know how limited our love is? How can we go to heaven if we are afraid of dying? Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.